Hey, it's Kate Elfaton. Welcome to another episode of 8 by Kate. And today we are talking 8 things to know before starting a podcast. And I'm talking about this today because we have lots of either people that approach us or that are coming to us inquiring about podcasting, or we have clients that either want to start one or we think a client should start one. So there's a couple little avenues of how we get involved with podcasting, but those are sort of how things come to us. I am today speaking to those people that are business owners and starting a podcast. There are podcasting for hobbies and entertainment value and all those things, but today I'm specifically talking about those business owners that want to start a podcast, okay? So the very first number one thing that you need to know before starting a podcast is find your niche. And there are millions of podcasts out there, so you need to find a way that you can stand out from all those others. What are you passionate about? What knowledge or expertise can you share with your audience? Once you know your niche, you can start to develop this concept and this target audience and the strategy behind all the content that you want to create. But finding that niche is the very first step that you need to take when you're thinking or contemplating starting a podcast. Number two, know your audience. With everything that you do, you want to make sure that you understand your audience needs. So you already found your niche, but now you need to lean into the audience. Who are you creating this podcast for? What are their interests? What are their needs? How are you helping? How are you entertaining them? And then once you know your audience, you can actually tailor all of your content to their specific needs or liking. So number two is know your audience. Number three, have a clear goal. Business owners, do not start a podcast unless you have a clear, identified goal of your why. What do you want to achieve out of creating this podcast? Do you want to educate people? Do you want to show people that you're an expert in your field? Are you using it for lead generation by having guests on your podcast that would then lead to collaborations? So having a clear goal will also help you stay focused and motivated. If you don't have a goal, you're flim-flamming about what you're going to do every week, bi-weekly, monthly, or whatever it is that you determine the frequency of your content is. But you need to make sure that you set that goal and then determine, how am I achieving that goal? What do I have to do to get there? Number four, choose a catchy name and format. Your podcast name should be easy to remember and reflect the content of your show. Your format could be an interview style, a solo show, a co-hosted show, a combination of these, believe it or not. I mean, that's what I do. I have a combo. I do my solo where I'm just giving you these tips real quick, things that pop in my head. And then I have where I do an enter the expert, where I'm talking to experts in business and marketing, and then enter the entrepreneur and talking to entrepreneurs on how they're marketing their business. So having a layout of some sort is going to help you. That format is really, really important. And the name is important. Believe it or not, when I was starting a podcast, I was talking to a friend of mine at the time, I was like, I'm going to start a podcast, but I want to come up with the name, and I just want to give tips and tricks or and really quick content. And he's the one that shot back the 8 by Kate. You're going to give them. And I was like, I love that so much. And it's maybe stupid, but believe it or not, a lot of people, when I tell them, hey, I have a podcast, it's 8 by Kate. It's super memorable. People know it. They go search for it, and bam. Number five, I'm going to do a roundup of stuff in number five. It's going to have a lot of meat in it, but it's going to be about the filming, recording, and editing. Okay. Number one is you want to invest in quality audio equipment. You do not need to spend a fortune, but you do want to make sure that listeners can understand you clearly. So a good microphone, headphones are important, especially if you're interviewing. I'm not using a headphone today because it's just me talking. So I'm not getting any feedback. I really don't require a headphone today when it's just me. But you may want to do the headphones all the time, especially if you're interviewing. It's very, very important. You also want to think about where you're recording this stuff. The software is so very important. Research the software. We have a list of software platforms that clients can use or customers or people we know can use, but you want to do the research. You want to find the best software that's going to be good for you. You want to also make sure that you're setting up a place where you can record that is quiet. I will tell you that during this podcast today, I had sirens going by. So obviously, my microphone picked up those sirens. There's no way really around that when there's a fire or a car accident or something going on and there's sirens running by my house. But you want to make sure that you have a quiet place, that there's no background noise, that it's all over. You want to make sure that that sound quality is there for you. Make sure it's a quiet place is the bottom line. You also want to understand editing. And if you don't understand editing and you're trying to do it on your own, that's fine. There's a lot of YouTube channels and things that can help you with doing that. But there are a lot of people out there that can assist you in editing your podcast for you. I am a big fan of leaning into people that can help you. If it means that you have to hire someone that does that for you, I would lean into doing that. So that is number five. Number six. Promote your podcast. I mean, now you did the you invested in the audio, you wound up having great editing, you have a great name, you're going live. Now it's time to start promoting the podcast itself. And once you've launched the podcast, you need to let people know about it. And you promote it on social media, promote it in your email list, make sure they're in all the podcast directories. And a lot of these podcast platforms now do a lot of this work for you. It's a click, one or two buttons, and it connects you directly to these direct podcast directories, the Spotify's, the iTunes, the Google, whatever it is. There are tools out there now with in the back end of a lot of these podcast platforms that do it for you. Okay, so that is number six. Promote it and find strategic ways to promote it. Make sure you're doing sound bites, taking that content continually and editing it down into video clips. If you're doing video with your podcast, not saying that you have to, but if you do, it's a great way that if you're video recording it, then you can use that and slice and dice that up for some great, TikTok and Instagram type of content. But you really need to make sure that you promote it, and you need to make sure that you're continually promoting it. Just because you launch a podcast does not mean you can walk away from it. You have to continually tell people what it is that you're talking about. So that's number six, promote, promote, promote. Number seven, be consistent. I am awful at this one. And mine's just more of a time management thing. It's just me, right? I'm a one-woman show here with 8x8. But make sure that you're consistent. And that consistency can be whatever you set that to be. So if your consistency is weekly, make sure you do it weekly. If your consistency is one-off several times a week, do it that way. If it's once a month, do it that way. Whatever that consistency is, though, make sure you stick to it because then people have an expectation and they, are expecting it to happen. Number eight, be patient. Podcasting and getting people to listen to you is very hard, even if you have some of the most phenomenal content out there. It is very hard, especially if you're doing a business style podcast, to get people to listen. So it takes time to build a successful podcast. Don't get discouraged if you don't have a million downloads overnight. Just keep creating that content and promoting your show. So those are the eight tips for things you need to know before you start your podcast. Thank you once again for listening, and I hope these eight tips or eight things to know are helpful if you're thinking about starting a podcast. And as always, you can find us at homconsulting.com, or you can just directly email me at kate@homconsulting.com. And hey, I'm here to talk about all things podcast too. So make sure you set up my free 30-minute strategy call. Let's kick the tires on what you're thinking and maybe what your goals are and what you want to do and see how we can help with that. And as always, happy marketing.